And didn't make this, I don't know if they'd done something, I just rage off of them.
Yeah, he didn't use no force.
No force, he hurt me.
How was your buddy doing then?
I don't really know. But he's almost his terrible passed out on me then. And they guided me in that thing. Just, you know, how you just guide somebody in that thing. And I was so damn scared, I don't know what, you know, I do know that when I got in there, it couldn't have been taking no kind of pictures, but I didn't see nothing. But they had me, you know, they just kind of had me there. Then they just moved me back, like you floating in there. And then they kept me in that position a little while. Then they raised me back up.
Some kind of instrument on you,
did some kind of instrument. I don't know what it was. I've seen instruments that I've never seen nothing like that before in my life.
What did it look like? Could you describe it?
I couldn't really describe it.
Why, did it look like an x-ray machine or
nothing? No, it wasn't like no x-ray machine. It was something that I just couldn't. There ain't no way to describe it.
They didn't try to communicate with you.
It looked like an eye. You know, like a big eye. You know, it's something.
Could it have any attachments to it?
Oh. Yeah, it has some kind of attachment to it. I don't know what. But it was a big moon.
It looked like
a big eye. No, there's no light. It looked like some kind of big eye. And then they left me.
Left you inside the machine.
Right. Nice.
Right.
They left me. And the position they had me, I couldn't move. Yeah, I don't know how long they left me. And then they come back.
You don't have any idea how long
they left me? I don't have no watch. You said, I'm scared.
How long did you say? 30 minutes?
I'd say 20 or 30 minutes that they left me. And then when they come back, they lay me back, you know, over here.
You didn't try to talk to them, ask them what was going on?
Yes, I did. But I get a buzzing sound, I wanted them to talk. They didn't pay me no attention to my talking or nothing.
How many eyes?
They had two eyes, all I seen.
Had two eyes and a nose.
And a head?
I don't know. I just swear, I don't know. It's just, that's why it's in my mind.
Did you look at him? Did he breathe?
I don't know nothing. I swear I don't.
They didn't have no kind of clothes on or nothing?
No, they didn't have no clothes.
And you can't tell me what color it was.
Man, you scared if I was you.
White looking? Pale? Blue?
Green? That's like a blue. They look pale, like to me. Now, the best I remember. But you was so damn scared doing and something happened like that.
And you said it looked kind of like wrinkled skin?
No
clothes?
But it could have been. There was no clothes, but they looked kind of pale, like
skin.
They looked like more or less like a skin fit. What it was, it might have had something on him or not, I don't know.
You said right below the nose, it had an opening in
it? It looked like that opening right below their nose. I mean,
that's right after dark, sight.
It wasn't too long after dark. I ain't got no watch. And I don't know what, you know, I don't know exactly what time and all it was.
Well, why are you waiting until this time of night to come?
Well, Mr. Friend, I knew. And he said, what you do? have to see a reporter or somebody, you know, that can get news to you know, the, maybe to the sheriff's department or somebody. Anyway, well, see, there ain't no reporter here. See, he won't be here in a moment. Well, I thought about it again. I said, if I call the sheriff's department, they won't believe me. If I call the police department, they won't believe me. I done tried to call Keesler.
I didn't know it.
Well, I mean, you know, that's, and I apologize for that. That's my own fact, you know. That's hard to believe,
all
something like that, sir.
I must be having drunk this week.
Well, I hadn't drank anything. I hadn't drank anything. I got out of there in the 45 minutes an hour that I thought about calling y'all. I did drink, man. I had to settle my nerves. I just went crazy. Before then, I hadn't drank anything. But I got it in my nerve cells. I swear to God I have. And I gotta get back and let my wife know that she's probably hysterical now.
Your wife's all right. Well, then, I can't. Do you remember leaving?
The only thing I can remember is that kid, he was hysterical. I guess he just went nutty, I guess. And I got him half back to his senses. And the first thing I told him, I said, son, ain't nobody gonna believe this. And he come just hollering and screaming, you know, just hysterical. I got him calmed down again. And I said, ain't nobody gonna believe it. Let's just try to keep it to ourselves. Well, I went and worked the car then. The more I thought about it, the more I thought I had to let some officials know about it. That's what I go by the Mississippi Press.
Let me ask you this. What happened after they turned you loose
and
let you go?
Did
you look back around?
There's a buzzing sound. Everything was dark and slipping. Just a buzzing sound.
Could you describe the vehicle? Or drew a picture?
Yes, I can describe the vehicle. It wasn't loud. It was oblong. Kind of oblong. And if the opening it had was going where it was at the one end of it. And well, it's something you can't believe in that.
What kind of light? Describe
every color. The only lights I seen on the outside was that blue light coming down. And the inside I never seen no light. Everything just lit up. I don't know where it came from.
Did it light the ground up
as
it was coming in?
I didn't see it if it did. I didn't see nobody.
My big was a blue light. It's just an old light.
It wasn't all that bad. I know nobody ain't gonna believe it. I know that.
You tried to get the press. You tried to get in over there.
Yes, sir. I tried to.
When did you call Keesler? Before you called me?
Yes, sir.
Right before you called, they wouldn't talk to you.
No. See, all they'll tell you is call the sheriff department. So that's when I called the sheriff department. You call the Keesler about anything that I found, out, and they'll refer you to the sheriff's department. And well, I thought about that. I said, now, I thought about that about 20 or 30 minutes. That's when I called y'all. I said, well, I'll just tell them what I know. They don't believe it, okay.
And where'd you call Fisher from? That little general store over there?
Yes, sir.
Who'd you talk to her, Fisher, you know?
It was some lady. I don't know. It wasn't a man. It was a lady.
What'd you do, call her off and ask her to ask for kids? And you called me from the little general store.
Yes, sir.
Okay. WLOX-TV one.
Do you mind going forward? Yes, sir. I won't mind going forward. I'll tell you what I've seen. And I don't know publicity. I swear to God, I know. I just want to tell what I've been through, man. That's all.
All right, now, when you run back to the car, that's the drink. What'd you have
to drink?
What'd you have to drink when you went back to the car?
Oh, I had about three good shots of liquor. But I had to settle my nerves down. I just tell you the truth. I'm not a drinking man, but not in my car. You know, when a wolfish is on that dad, you know, that's the problem. I keep a drink around the house, and my wife will tell you I'm not a, and my boss will tell you I'm not a drinking.
Where are you?
I work at Johnny, you can call Johnny Walker, little Johnny Walker. Call him right now tonight. And he'll vouch for me.
You're a foreman or something?
I'm a foreman over there, yes, sir. I run part of that shipyard. I'm not a drinking man. Something like that, I had to have something to settle my nerves, and before I could make my mind up to tell somebody about it. Well, I didn't think nobody would believe me.
What about the boy? Did he take a drink?
He took a little drink. He wasn't much able to take a drink, though he was scared of that. He took him a little drink. I told him to take him a drink. He was going all to pieces. He was his fear. Almost made it. His nerves settled.
You mean you know how you've been seeing a blind object old man in Goche last week?
Well, there was a dozen families over there last week, saw one. I believe they called the sheriff's department over there last week, and they'll say around all of us.
You mean you might see this one before?
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But they was, I remember, you know, the last week there's dozens of families out there looking for one.
Same kind of picture.
Yeah. And I believe that the deputy was over there that night, told them that they had sighted that thing in North Carolina.
Not me.
And, you know, and some of the guys here. Did you know that?
Something like that.
That was
the same idea. It was red. That boy described this as being red.
I remember my wife and kids, though.
Your wife
and
kids, all right. Sheriff, you want to talk to that boy? You're supposed to be right there. You've got COVID.
He's scared of death, one thing. He's scared of death. Feel like I am.
Would you mind taking this song right this week, expecting on it?
I sure would. I sure would.
You know it tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir, I'll phone that.
You guys.
Well, I must tell you one thing. I don't want no big publicity about the thing. I just tell you what I seen and what happened. And I don't want to get my family and everybody excited about it. See, they're excited enough now. But I'll tell you what I seen and what happened. That's all I can do. I'd rather not have all that publicity in life. I'd rather not. If you think I ought to, I will, but I'd rather not do it. But I mean, I brought it to the, you know, to the officials, and y'all do what you want with it. I'm just telling you what happened.
Your name,
okay, but just hold, you know, if you want, you know, like you want, make some kind of statement in the paper, but I'd rather know all the publicity
can
done.
Can you describe the inside of this place?
Well, Mr. Diamond, the whole thing, it was just real lit up, you know. A lot of light.
What kind of seats
they have? I didn't see it.
They separated you and the polar when y'all went into this.
They sure did. I didn't see him when I come out. I didn't see any seats at all.
Were they in the windows?
I didn't see any windows.
Sit down? What?
When I was in there, I was just like I was floating on there. They had me, and they done me any way they wanted to. Just like I was floating.
You couldn't feel no sensation?
I couldn't feel no sensation, no sensation of movement, no pain. Instruments. There was instruments in there. And there was no seats, no chairs. And they moved me any way they wanted to. Any sensation, any pain.
What were they doing while they had you down there? Were they walking around or moving around?
When they had me, there was two of them left, I told you, that was fixing me. And one of them had that thing, I told you, like a big eye or something. You know. And Jesus Christ, I was scared. I don't.
There was two of them, and you and one was in the boat, right?
I don't know who it was for him. I don't know.
But you only saw three men.
Three men is all I seen. But I don't know this man. You know, when you call them men, I seen three things.
But you don't remember the hair being on the head?
I sure don't.
Is there that pointed ears?
The ears was kind of pointed, and the nose of that thing was pointed. And look, they didn't have a mouth like we had. It looked like opening under their nose. That's the best I could see.
He drew a good picture.
The room shows that. The room is about 5 foot tall. And just one, you know, big like this.
They were 5 foot tall. Including
it. No, I'm talking about they was 5 foot. I'm not talking about the distance they stayed above the ground. I'm talking about their style.
Could you stand up in the plank? Could you stand up?
Yes, sir. I didn't walk in it. They floated in it.
Yeah.
So it had to be at least 8 foot tall. At least 8 foot tall.
These like the instruments were just on the side, or were they in the ceiling of the chair? And when it laid you back, you was facing upwards.
Yeah, but the eye, that thing that they had around me, it looked like it followed me everywhere. Every position that they got me, that thing did. Whether it was backwards or sitting up, that eye, that thing. It would move any position that they moved me.
Just like you look through that wall right there, see a ghost or something come through. Well, what did you say? I was so scared or what? It was your blood. Face. Me.
Thank you.
on. I gotta go tell Blaine something. Or did it say we had to wait on?
I got a little house. I'm sitting here just sitting down.
Hey, let me
I'm getting sick right here. I got a little house.
Wait a minute, let me go.